out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's a beautiful day to bring people together, hopefully yes. after being ghosted, with a second date.
Yes, it is always a beautiful day to bring people together. We are the love connection.
I mean, we really are.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the female versions of Chuck Woolery.
We're
as old as him, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, we have Britt on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good, honey. So tell us, who are you trying to score a second date with?
His name is Toby.
Okay. Oh, that's a cute name.
And
yeah.
I met him on Christian Mingle. And he's great. Like, we have a lot of the same interests. We both volunteer at our churches, you know, and we went on a date for dinner, and I thought it was great.
Nice.
Oh, okay. It sounds good.
I know, right?
Yeah. We went to Portobello.
Ooh.
Like, we have the same religious beliefs. We have a lot of the same values, you
right.
know, and I just thought it was such a great date.
You know, I think that is important. You know, you eventually have these conversations when it comes to, you know, things that you believe in, you know, and religion is a big part of it. Either that's going to work or that won't work amongst, you know, having children, all these big things. That's really awesome. I like that you met not on your typical plenty of fish. Who would you do?
Yeah.
I'll do you. I mean, it's really, these are what these are all about.
Yeah.
So, okay. So great. So you're having a great time at dinner, Portobello. I know Trey, you like to go there. That's
I love
a good place.
Portobello. Yeah.
And then, yeah. So, the date sounds great so far. Yeah. So what brings you to the point where you're just like, oh, he's not getting back to me?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's just he's never gotten back to me. You know, we had a hug at the end of the date. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, nothing.
Okay.
I even texted him once and nothing.
And nothing.
Hmm.
Okay. So, well, how long has it been?
It's been over a week.
Okay. Well,
that's
we've heard
horrible.
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had a year once.
Yeah,
I mean,
we did. We actually had a year.
You're going to try that after a year.
No
worries, girl. All right, Britt, this is what we'll do. We will play a song and then we will give Toby a call and see, you know, why just assume not to contact you again. I mean, did he mention to you that he would like to go out after he gave you a hug?
Yeah, that's why I thought, you know, it's only been a week, but like we even talked about going out the next weekend.
Okay.
You know,
right.
I mean, early on in the date, not at the end, but still, like, we talked about, you know, things that were happening and things that we would like to do. So I really thought we were going to go out again.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and next we will give him a call. Hopefully we can get a second date between Britt and Toby. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams with Second Date Update. We have the very lovely Britt on the phone.
Yeah, seems very lovely. And it seems like the date she was on seems lovely, too.
I know. First off, I like that she decided to go on a app that is not your most, you know, normal one that we hear. I mean, even Dr. Phil always talks about, you know, Plenty of Fish and Match.com and, you know, that kind of thing.
OkCupid,
Yeah.
But, you know, her religious beliefs seem to be very important to her. So I think that's awesome that you meet somebody with the same.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
So she met Toby on Christian Mingle. They enjoy reading, movies, all that fun stuff, volunteering at their church, which I love. Went to Portobello for dinner. Sounded like super amazing. And like she said, you know, had a hug. And I think you said he said, let's have another date. But it's been a week.
Right.
And so you haven't heard from him. All right. Well, let's call him.
Yeah.
Miss Trey.
Let's call.
Let's see why he has ghosted her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very Christian.
It's not very Christian.
No, it's not.
No.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Toby?
Yes. Who's speaking?
Hi, Toby.
Hey, Toby.
I know. Tracy's already loving your voice.
I know.
Sorry.
I'm like, oh, Toby.
He's like, okay, girls. Calm down.
Calm down. Calm down, Trey.
So listen, this is Chris and Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Toby, we wanted to call you on the radio.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
That's so nice for him to ask.
I know.
No one ever asks
Nobody
that.
Nobody ever asks.
No, really. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
Did I win something?
You did.
You did.
You did. How about the opportunity for you to go back out with a brilliant, fabulous woman that you met on Christian Mingle?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot in common. You enjoyed watching each other eat at Portobello Restaurant.
Mm.
Probably were savoring over some meat and deliciousness.
Yes.
And then, I don't know what happened. You did a little huggy bear, and then it's been a week, and her name is Britt, y'all. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I remember her.
Okay.
She was a really cool chick.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Why are you not getting back to her?
Right.
I kind of met her in a context that wasn't quite truthful. And I sort of felt bad, and I didn't want to, you know, go any further down that road under those circumstances. Basically, we met on Christian Mingle, and I'm not really a Christian.
Oh, no.
I felt, even though I'm not a Christian, I just felt that wouldn't be the right thing to do. I mean, we did have a great date. Everything was going well, and until she wanted to pray, which is fine, except for the fact that she actually had a Bible with her and mm-hmm. pulled it out and wanted to read from scripture. And I had no idea what she was talking about. So,
wow.
So you said that she pulled out a Bible and started wanting to read. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a big one. It was just, you know, little
pocket
ones.
Yeah, the little pocket ones, yeah.
Sure, fine. For your pocketbook.
I get that. I just felt weird because I didn't know what she was saying. And I just thought, okay, she's pretty serious about her faith. And I've been looking for somebody that is more serious about relationships. And I had heard that, like, you know, that was one of the sites where you can find people that are more serious. But
wow.
Yeah.
I really didn't think that. I figured most people would be, you know, into their faith, but maybe not necessarily that much.
Right.
You know?
So basically, like you said, you met her on Christian Mingle. You're kind of tired of all the, you know, dating sites that a lot of people are, because really you don't end up majority of the time with anybody that you really see yourself having a life with.
Yeah.
But you are not Christian. And so you kind of kept this from her. She wanted to read the Bible. You had no idea. Can I ask? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Am I allowed to ask? What is your faith?
Well, I was sort of raised Christian when I was younger, but I kind of, you know, fell away from it once I was, you know, got into my teenage years, and mm-hmm. I never really picked it back up. I guess agnostic would be the thing that I would say. Agnostic/ atheist. I don't know. I don't even know if I would consider myself a full on atheist.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, listen. I think we need to write another verse in the scripture.
Yes.
And that would be the fact that Miss Britt is actually on the phone,
Toby,
and she's been hearing all of this.
Yes.
I know this is kind of dishonest because you didn't know.
Right.
Brittany.
I'm in total shock. Like, I can't even say anything because I'm just in such shock. Like, you had every opportunity to tell me, especially when I pulled out the Bible. You know, you were just like, oh, I don't have my Bible with me. Like, played it off all weird, and you should not be on there. Like, I'm upset.
You know.
Well, you're right, but whether or not I should be on there, I think that's more of a judgment. I don't know.
Right.
You need to be honest.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Right.
And that's why I didn't call you back.
Right.
Because he felt. Yeah. You know, I at one time joined a dating site.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
That was dataprisoner.com. And I chose the lifer. I mean, I didn't really mean it. I just wanted to see what it was like.
But the thing is, I'm on Toby's side on this one. He meant it. It's just he's not Christian.
He's not.
But he's looking for a serious relationship. Yeah. And
so it's not really a lie just because you go on Christian Mingle.
And I mean, Britt, is that a deal breaker? Like different religious beliefs?
Well, that might be.
It is.
Well, the lying is, I mean, maybe like if I had known from the beginning and we could have had some conversations about it and
see,
you know, where his values are. But like right now, I just see him as a liar and you know, going on there and tricking people because it is for Christians, I think.
Well, it's somewhat misleading, but it really, in all honesty, I think it's pretty innocent.
I think so,
you know what
too.
I mean?
I appreciate he didn't keep stringing me along.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would have preferred him, like, even be honest then on the date, you know?
Well, maybe, yeah, when you pulled out the Bible, that might have made sense. But, you know, talking about religion on the very first date in general,
it's not good.
It's usually
religion
not good.
Religion and politics.
That's right,
do.
Honey.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is what we're doing. We're calling because, obviously, Brittany likes you, or Britt, sorry, Toby. And could we see about possibly going on a second date?
I mean, I'd be open to it, but it's obviously completely in her hands.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that the religious is a deal breaker. I just feel kind of weird about the whole thing. So I think for me, it's no.
Oh, really?
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Oh, I really think this could get worked out.
Are you sure, girl?
Are you sure?
Well, he'd never called. Like, I wish even if he would have called afterwards and like kind of come clean, but like
she's got a point there too,
you know. Now I feel like I had to chase him down for the truth, and I'm just afraid that I'll always be a little worried that he's not telling me
well,
the truth.
I'm sorry I misled you, Britt. Hope you find what you're looking for.
I'm
sad though, because you're so cute and so nice.
Tracy thinks he sounds hot too.
I can tell, girl. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I think you should reconsider, girl.
Okay.
At least it's all out in the open now. I'm a hopeless romantic. Yeah. I think this could be worked out. I don't know.
Maybe we could go for like coffee and talk about it.
Oh, coffee.
There it is.
Okay.
That's the start.
Toby, coffee.
That'd be nice.
Yay! All right. High five, Trey. Woo! We did it again.
Yes.
Krista in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.